Hello, and welcome to Series 6, Episode 11 of Dad Educates Daughter on Now, That's What I Call Music, Volume 11. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Dad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good, good.
So, we're getting near the end of the Nows from the 80s. How did you find this week's?
This week had a great start to it. Oh, honestly, I started listening, I was like, this is a belter. I thought this, you know, I had high although I had obviously already seen the track list and knew what were coming. Had a mixture of songs, and you can really tell that we are getting to the end of the 80s because it's got that house music in there. And that was very apparent. They also had that mixture of genres in there, which just showed that the 80s had that vast amount, especially at this time of the decade where new music was coming in, the house music, but they also, the others were still, you know, very relevant and very there in the charts. The house music was a worry of mine when I got the track list in. I was like, oh, I'm not really sure how this is going to go. But I'll tell you what I thought of those songs when we get there, just because I had my worry and I just got a few thoughts on it that is better if when you're talking about the specific songs. The flow of it really works of this one because they've grouped the songs together, like the genres. But then for me as a listener, you're kind of, and I guess like people get to that point of compilation tapes, you might be like, oh no, don't fancy that one today. But obviously me listening, I do listen to all of them because that's what I've got to do. I've got to think about them all as a whole. But grouping them together, if you don't like that particular genre, you're going to kind of just be like, nah, I'll skip all these. And so part of me was like, do you think, like, would it have been better to sporadically spread them throughout? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
Yeah.
I did power through them. And I didn't have, there was quite a few that I don't think I'd had. A lot of them were like the house music, I must admit. And I will also admit, I didn't listen to Stutter Rap. Couldn't find it. And
all
then
right.
I completely forgot to YouTube it. So I didn't listen because it will 100% be on YouTube. It weren't on Spotify. And I just completely forgot to go out my way and listen to it. So yeah, I didn't listen to that one. So I can't really comment on that one. But I feel there was a few that I didn't have. So I don't think I've listened to Joyce Sims. And I don't think I've listened to Vanessa Paradis.
Yeah, you definitely listened to Vanessa Paradis. And I think you listened to Joe Lataxi.
So I recognised Vanessa Paradis. But then the song I listened to of hers, I was like, oh, I don't think I've heard this before.
Well, it's her main song.
But I didn't really sit with, like when I was listening to it, I was like, not heard this before. Like, I really don't.
Series 5, obviously the women, episode 3, Vanessa Paradis, okay, with Tina Turner, Lisa, okay, Stansfield, Princess, Sinead O'Connor, and Denise LaSalle.
Okay, fair enough. Just obviously didn't stand out at all to me. And then, yeah, so Joyce Sims I didn't have. And then Morris Minor and the Majors.
They only had one. That was their only hit. And you haven't even listened to it. But yeah.
And I've not even listened
to
it. Well, the bass, I don't think I've had. But then part of me was like, maybe I have.
Maybe I did.
Jack and Chill.
No.
And then two men, a drum machine and a trumpet.
Yeah, no, that was there only. Bomb the Bass, you definitely had. Series 3, episode 13.
Right, okay. Bomb the Bass, I was a bit like, I do kind of recognise this, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah. Okay, so so I'm looking forward to listening about side 4 then, because that's mainly the house music side. But we've got another 3 sides to go through first. So
let's start. A lot of other music. It weren't just the house now. It weren't now that's what I call house. I can guarantee that there was, you know, some good ones in this one, honestly.
So let's talk music. Let's talk about Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 11. So it was released on in March 1988, which literally was the start of the full on house music starting to take over. It got to number one, no surprise. There wasn't a Hits. So Hits 8 come out with Now 12. And obviously we had Hits 7 last week. With Now 10, so there was no Hits up against it. So bear in mind, it's now just a compilation chart. It was pretty.
Oh right, as it just moved into.
Oh, is it? Maybe not yet. I thought we had.
You weren't 100%
no,
sure.
No, we're not. Now 13, I think, is when it comes to the compilation.
Number
one in the album chart. It was re-released in April 2022, where it was number 3. So Now 111 was number 1.
Yeah, what was number 2?
I knew you were going to ask that, so I'm now having to look that up.
You should know me by now. I like to know what comes in between, especially with the modern ones, because it is purely just a compilation chart.
So it's the motion picture recording of Encanto. Don't know what that is.
Oh, that was a, that's a good sound. Disney.
And The Greatest Showman still in the chart. That was at number 4. Encanto was number 1. Now That's What I Call Music 111 knocked that off. And then Now That's What I Call Music number 11 re-released was number 3. With The Greatest Showman at number 4 and Sing 2 at number 5. Moana at number 7. Mamma Mia was number 8. So yeah, so Encanto was number 2. Okay, so we had 30 tracks on this one. How many number ones? So bear in mind, this they've got the pick. There is no Hits compilation being released, so they've got the pick of their songs, which.
I've only gone for 2.
Only gone for 2.
I've gone for Kylie Minogue and Belinda Carlisle. Ah, so I'm not that far off. No. Kylie Minogue and Belinda Carlisle.
Okay. All right. So let's start then. Cassette 1, 15 tracks on cassette 1. And. Had 2 number ones on this cassette.
Yep.
So side 1, 8 tracks. First song was Pet Shop Boys with their cover of Elvis Presley's Always On My Mind. So Elvis Presley got to number 9 in 1972. The Pet Shop Boys cover, which was actually from a TV show commemorating the 10th anniversary of his death. And it then got put out as a single.
Oh, okay.
And it got to number 1.
Okay, fair enough. That is a good song, and that was a really good start to a week.
We then have Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth, and You Are Correct was number one.
Fabulous.
We then have Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car. And that was number three.
Bang.
That was followed by Jermaine Stewart, Say It Again. And that was number seven.
Okay. I'm letting you get through these ones.
Eddie Grant, Give Me Hope, Joanna, number seven.
I will quickly say, I've got two standout songs this week, and Give Me Hope, Joanna is my first standout song.
Okay.
I've got two this week.
Okay. Eddie Cochran with Come On Everybody. Actually got to number six when he first released it back in 1959.
Okay.
It was then re-released and got to number 14.
Oh.
We then have Morrissey, obviously from the Smiths, with Wade Head, and that got to number five. And then we have Elton John, Candle in the Wind, and that also got to number five. And that was a live version, by the way, that was released.
Oh, okay. For anyone listening, those first eight songs, honestly, if you want to be put in a mood or feeling like absolutely great and just having belter after belter after belter and being able to, if you're like me, get in your car and want to just sing your heart out on your own, they're the eight songs. Oh, that's a great side.
I will put that down as your favorite side already.
Good
then, yeah,
to the compilation tape.
Okay, so side two, seven tracks on this side. We know there's going to be no number ones because, oh no, we don't. No. Yeah.
Yep.
Did I say there's two number ones on cassette one?
Number one.
Oh yeah. And they were both on side one. So side two, seven tracks. First up is Wet, Wet, Wet. Funny enough, we've just had in the UK the Masked Singer finish, and Marty Pello was involved in that. He came third, got to the final. So this is Wet, Wet, Wet. Yeah. Angel Eyes, Home and Away, got to number five.
Another
Johnny
really
Hates
good
Jazz.
Song.
Johnny Hates Jazz, Turn Back the Clock, just outside the top 10, number 12.
Mm-hmm.
To Pow, with, it feels like they're, what, second, is it? Or third?
Yeah, they're very good.
Appearance.
I thought that when I had it.
Definitely their second, because I thought their first song was also in it. So I can't see it looking back.
I felt like I'd had them quite a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, Valentine, number nine. We then had Billy Idol, Hot in the City. First released in 1982, and it only got to number 58. It was then re-released after he'd obviously done well following White Wedding. And this time, oh no, Moni Moni, wasn't it, that he had in the last one? So yeah, he's now obviously made a name for himself. And it got to number 13. Sinead O'Connor with Mandinka. Number 17. The Mission, Tower of Strength, number 12. And Whitesnake, Give Me All Your Love, number 18. Just before I move on, Eddie Grant and Whitesnake, so Give Me Hope, Joanna, and Give Me All Your Love, neither of those were included on the reissue in 2022.
Joking.
So for whatever reason, they weren't
a bit sad.
So that was cassette one. We move over to cassette two, 15 tracks. And as we now know, there was one number one. Side three, 8 tracks. Kylie Minogue, I Should Be So Lucky. And yes, you're correct. That is the other number one.
I'm good, aren't I? Really annoyed that I didn't get all three, but that's like the first time I've been bang on with what I've said. So I'll take it.
Mel and Kim, That's the Way It Is, number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce Sims, Come Into My Life. That got to number 7.
Okay.
She did have a few other songs I've looked up. So 1986, All and All, got to number 16. Number Lifetime Love got to number 34. Then she had Come Into My Life come out. So the other two were, she had one song out in 1986, one out in 1987. Then obviously 1988, on the back of Come Into My Life, she had also Walk Away, number 24. And then Love Makes a Woman was outside the top 40. 1989 saw Looking for a Love at number 39.
Not going to lie, that was a good song. So she weren't a bad one to listen, even though I hadn't heard her before.
Yeah. Jelly Bean back again, this time featuring Elisa Fiorillo, Who Found Who, and that got to number 10.
That's a catchy
Bananarama. Yeah. Bananarama, I Can't Help It, number 20.
Oh. So,
bit of a surprise one there. Well, surprising that one, it's on the now, and two, that Bananarama only got to number 20.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dollar, Ola Moore, the cover of Erasure, got to number 7. Erasure didn't actually get to chart until it was re-released for them in 2003 with their greatest hits, and that got to number 13.
So, because of Erasure, I really like that song. I will say it is because of Erasure. So that was my second standout, just because I really, 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 really like that song.
Uh-huh. Just so you know, I didn't say it, but Bananarama, the I Can't Help It, was their last single with Siobhan Fahey before she left for Shakespeare's Sister.
Right.
So Vanessa Paradis with Je Le Taxi, number 3. And then Morris Minor and the Majors, who were like a novelty group. I mean, Tony Hawk's is a he's a DJ, but Stutter Rap, No Sleep Till Bedtime got to number 4.
Oh, okay.
So we now come on to the house music of side 4. You feel a bit sorry for Climie Fisher at the end, but yeah, so side 4, 7 tracks. Bomb the Bass, Beat Dis, got to number 2.
That is catchy. So when I got to this one, obviously I'm not sat there with sides, so I'm not consciously being like, right, so this is this side. But when I've then looked back and looked at what side's what, I'm like, ah, okay, so if I was having to flip it over, that's a good start to this side. It, you know, gave me a bit of hope for the house.
Okay. Cold Cut featuring Yaz and the Plastic Population. Yaz and the Plastic Population would actually feature later on in the series of Now, in their own right.
Okay.
But in, they were featured, right, that was just introducing them. A Doctor in the House, and it got to number 6.
Okay, again, that one's catchy. That's probably my favourite house one that we've had. I don't know why I caught myself singing to it, but it's not as in your face house, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Then we have Crush with House Arrest. And that got to number 3.
Okay. Not a bad one. I can kind of get why it was up there.
I'm just looking him up, or them up, whatever.
A Crush.
Yeah. Just to see if they had any other. No, they only had, well, they had one UK top 10 and one UK top 40, which was House Arrest. So this was their only hit. They only had one other release, and that was Walking on Sunshine in 1992, and that was at number 71. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So they didn't do that hit. Great.
Number 3. Jack and Chill. The house, the Jack that the house Jack. Built. So yeah. It's about house music. The Jack yeah. the body of yeah. the group, that was what yeah. the saying was. And the house yeah. built as in house music. So it's very clever.
House. It is clever. Not a great song, though. I didn't really enjoy the song.
Well, clever got to name. Number 6. I'm just again looking to see if they had any other hits. Nope, again, one UK top 10, and it was one top 40. They did have another release in 88, Beating the Heat, that was just outside at number 42. Another okay. one. They were their only two releases, or at least top 100 releases. We then come on to Beatmasters, featuring the Cookie Crew, with Rock the House. It was actually first released in 1987 and only got to number 79. Obviously, re-released, I think on the back, possibly, of Burn It Up, if we haven't had that yet. If we've had that yet, I can't remember when that came out. Funny enough, that was probably the first house music single that I bought was Burn It Up. I did like that. So 1987 it got to number 79. They then re-released it a year later and it got to number 5.
Didn't enjoy it. That was very housey.
Yeah. Okay. We then come to Two Men, a Drum Machine, and a Trumpet. Now, these were the early incarnation of Fine Young Cannibals. So,
sort of
Fine Young Cannibals minus Roland Gift. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm Tired of Getting Pushed Around, and it got to number 18.
That weren't too bad.
So,
It weren't like anything spectacular.
No, well, Roland Gift hasn't joined yet, and they haven't morphed into Fine Young Cannibals. But that's the early.
How you said that, I'm like, they definitely changed and got better.
And then, lastly, Climie Fisher with Rise to the Occasion. So, Climie Fisher, Simon Climie, he would appear. So, this is what his third appearance, I think, or will be, no, sorry, it's his first of three appearances.
Oh, right, okay. I was going to say, I've not had Climie Fisher.
With Climie Fisher. And then he would return after an absence of 12 years. On Now 45 and Now 46 as a songwriter for the Honeys and Stephen Gately.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. So, on here, this is his first appearance as Climie Fisher. Unfortunately, yeah. Rob Fisher is no longer with us. But Simon Climie, as I just said, he obviously went on to be a songwriter in his own right afterwards, but Rise to the Occasion is this song on this one, and it got to number 10 to close this one.
This was a, it was a nice calm finish to it all.
Yeah. So not many that you would take off. I mean, maybe Bananarama, and I suppose, yeah, as like you say, maybe some of the house, but they fitted in. I mean, even, you know, maybe you'd look at the other side, and maybe even Sinead O'Connor with Mandinka was that, you know, because there weren't many, but there were a few songs that were missed out. Like Bross, When Will I Be Famous, although they were mainly on the Hits tapes.
Okay.
But they weren't, I don't think they were on the Hits. I don't think When Will I Be Famous was on the next Hits tape.
Yeah, but because they were mainly hits, they might have declined now to go on here. You never know, do you?
No, see, I Owe You Nothing was the next one on Hits 8. So they weren't on there. In Excess, New Sensation. Alice and Moye, Love Letters, although again, she started to appear on Hits tapes. Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel. Although he wasn't really a Now person, he only appeared on one. And that was with Farewell, My Summer Love.
Yeah, we've had that one, haven't we?
Yeah, on Now 4. So, yeah. So, Echo and the Bunnymen, People Are Strange, maybe. But yeah, there was a few songs that were missed out that could have appeared instead of like the house music. But I think it was only right that Now introduced
them. Like I said at the beginning, you can tell they're nearing the end, and there's that like shift in genre, and the flow, like they did fit in. I weren't listening to it thinking, what on earth are you doing on here? And obviously that's how the music was going. They've got to go with the times, and it's what the charts were saying. So they've got to, you know, you can't just ignore it.
No.
And it kind of like, you're slowly sifting it in, aren't you? So
yeah.
You're not, yeah. It's no, I think they did it very well.
Okay. So, how did you rate the each, in which order of the sides, and then the actual album itself?
So, side one was my favourite. Then it was side three. Although Start a Rap is on side three, so it's kind of battle. But yeah, like.
They could have literally done with, to be honest, obviously I know Start a Rap. I think I bought it, actually. I think I got it. They could have done with that being instead of Climby Fisher. Yes, swapping those two over.
I think Climby Fisher would have fitted well. And then Climby Fisher was a good end. That was a good end.
Yeah, but then you'd move Two Men and a Drum Machine down, which is, I don't remember that song. I haven't really, but. Obviously, because I'm thinking of Fine Young Cannibals, that you'd move down in Morris Minor, you know, and
Well, they didn't, but it went side one, then side three, then side two, and Shock, then side four. And overall, so it wasn't awful. I will tell you now, I preferred the first tape. That all together, because I was putting it all together. But the second tape have, you know, the good songs. But like, I'm not the biggest Kylie fan. There was like others on there that it's like, oh, there weren't like loads on there. Like, I did really like Bananarama. I did really like Dollar. I did enjoy side three. Obviously, it was my second favorite. But overall. But the tape one would have been the one that I would have played till its death.
Yeah.
And overall, out of 10, I gave this one a 7.5. Just because of how big it let it down. It just let it down, and I couldn't push it to an 8 because that house music. I was like, no. Like, it's basically a whole side of the compilation that I just probably wouldn't go back to as much. As much as I will sit here and be like, beat this, Doctor in the House, were catchy, and I did like I'm Tired of getting pushed around by Two Men, a Drum Machine and a Trumpet, but like it weren't enough that it bumped it up, and like I wouldn't go back to it.
The surprising thing here, you enjoyed this one more than number 10, yet number 10 was the biggest selling album, if you remember. Now 10 was with a hits edition out as well, whereas this one didn't have a hits one. So you'd have thought, as in your eyes, this is a much better cassette than that one, because that only got, 5 out of 10? You'd think the sales on this one would have even been out more performing than, than that one.
I don't get why, because Blooming Heck, that first side, banger after banger after banger, honestly, that's a good one. Yeah, I did enjoy it.
Okay.
So, there we go.
So, next week.
Yeah. Oh, we've gone blue. We've changed the logo. It looks like
the logo has changed.
And where the number is, it looks like a t-shirt.
Well, it's actually like a bottom of a pool with beach balls on it.
I get it now. Yeah, I see that. And we've got 32 next week.
32?
We're back with 32.
You may be able to see.
Wet, Belinda Carlisle, Phil Collins, Heart, The Time Lords, Five Express, Tiffany,
Bananarama.
Oh, sorry. Look, I did think that I'd never heard of Five Express. S-Express, Tiffany, Bananarama, Clive Fisher, Tapao, Aswad, Maxi Priest, Elton John, Communards, Sabrina, plus many more.
Yes. So I shall get to you.
Yeah. Can't be trusted to find things on my own.
That is it then for this week. So that was now. That's what I call Music Volume 11. Released in 1988, March. Three number ones. It got to number one itself. And yeah. That is it. And Rebecca was giving it a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
all right.
See you next week for now 12. And then we'll see how that goes. Bye.
Bye, Dad.